I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 2nd. Ian Kane says he will not be a candidate for re-election to the Quincy City Council this year. Kane says he's stepping down after 10 years in office to pursue other interests. Kane said he is incredibly proud of the accomplishments in moving Quincy forward and says this is not the end of public service, just the end of this chapter. He says he will continue advocating for smart, future-focused solutions that serve people first. Kane says he is staying in Quincy and did not rule out a future run for public office. To date, all incumbent councilors, except Nina Liang and Scott Campbell, have indicated that they are running for re-election this year. On the school committee side, Doug Guttrow is not seeking re-election. Tina Cahill is, and Emily Lebo has not yet announced her intentions. A retired Massachusetts State Police trooper has agreed to plead guilty to his role in an alleged conspiracy to falsify records by giving passing scores to certain commercial driver's license applicants, even if they failed the CDL test or took less than the full test required by federal law. 63-year-old Calvin Butner of Halifax was arrested in January of last year on a cruise ship that was about to depart the Port of Miami in Florida. Butner's wife remained on that ship after he was taken into custody. Butner was a state trooper from 2015 until January 2023 and worked at the CDL testing site in Stoughton. The Department of Justice said Butner was among six men who were indicted in connection with the bribery conspiracy. Two of those men, former State Police Sergeant Gary Cedarquist from Stoughton and former State Police Trooper Joel Rogers of Bridgewater, have been issued a dishonorable discharge by the State Police upon their retirements in the wake of the indictment. Retired Trooper Perry Mendez of Wareham and two civilians, Scott Kamara from Rehoboth and Eric Matheson of Boston, were also indicted. The 74-count indictment alleges that starting in August of 2018, Cedarquist, Butner, and Mendez, who were part of the State Police Commercial Driver's License Unit, used their positions to falsify results on the basic skills test for certain applicants. According to court documents, a CDL is required to drive a commercial vehicle, such as a tractor-trailer, a box truck, or even a school bus. Test requirements for CDLs are established by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Applicants must not only prove they have detailed knowledge of commercial vehicles, they must also perform certain maneuvers and safely drive on public roadways. According to the court documents, between May of 2019 and January 2023, Butner and three other members of the CDL unit conspired to give preferential treatment to at least 17 CDL applicants by agreeing to give passing scores on their tests, regardless of whether or not they actually passed. A Boston police officer was arrested and charged with drunk driving after a car he was operating crashed into another vehicle driven by an off-duty Boston police officer. An investigation revealed that Officer Stephen O'Connell, 38 years old from Hanover, was driving a Nissan Frontier in Weymouth after midnight on Tuesday. According to state police, O'Connell lost control while driving on Route 3 southbound and crashed into a nearby SUV, an unmarked Boston Police Cruiser. The cruiser crashed off the road and into some nearby trees. The officer, who was driving home after a shift, was taken to a nearby hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. State troopers conducting a nearby traffic stop witnessed the crash. After further investigation, state police determined that O'Connell was visibly drunk and he was arrested and charged with operating under the influence, negligent operation of a motor vehicle, Mark Lane's violation, failure to signal, and possession of an open container of alcohol in a motor vehicle. O'Connell was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court and pleaded not guilty to the charges, According to Boston Police, O'Connell was on administrative leave from the department at the time of the crash. O'Connell will remain on leave while an internal affairs investigation is carried out. Internal affairs records show O'Connell has two prior sustained allegations involving alcohol. A Weymouth man is under arrest for allegedly threatening grocery store employees with a knife after being accused of shoplifting Monday night. 58-year-old Brian Pettiford is charged with armed robbery and shoplifting by concealment. According to Weymouth police, officers responded to the Stop and Shop on Middle Street at about 9:30 Monday night for a report of a shoplifting incident. And we're told the situation escalated when the suspect, Pettiford, threatened store personnel with a knife. Loss prevention staff confronted Pettiford outside the store after he allegedly shoplifted merchandise. Police say Pettiford made threatening statements about a knife before fleeing in a black sedan. Officers quickly located his car in the area of 789 Middle Street, conducted a traffic stop. Authorities say they recovered several knives from the vehicle, including a black folding knife on the passenger floorboard. Pettiford was taken into custody without incident. He was held on $5,000 bail and arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow down 11 points, the NASDAQ rose 150, and the S&P added 21. Asian stocks are mixed, with benchmarks changing little as investors waited to see what President Trump will announce about tariffs on what he refers to as Liberation Day. The dollar rose, the euro is up, and oil is up $71 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins lose to the Capitals 4-3. They'll be in Montreal tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tonight, the Celtics host Miami at 7:30, and the Red Sox are in Baltimore at 6:35. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 46 degrees. For tonight, showers possible, a low of 35. Tomorrow, showers around, milder, high of 63. Partly sunny on Friday with a high 69. And more showers on Saturday, the high of 44. Well, the boater waves about 2 feet, a wind out of the north, 5 to 10 knots, becoming easterly later today on a high tide at 3:25 p.m. Sunrise at 6:24, sets at 7:11. And a traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 9:30 this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, April 2nd.